SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
In this bulletin, Indigenous Girls Education Project in Pilbara receives boost from Women's Fund. Questions asked over Qantas flight upgrades for politicians. And in football, the Matildas anticipating a tough match against Germany. A program that re-engages Indigenous girls in school in Western Australia has received a boost from a dedicated women's fund. The grant to the Punkaliara project in the Pilbara town of Roebourne has come from community funding provider 100 Women, which is a giving cycle where members donate money to a grant pool. The Punkaliara project aims to use film, animation, song and movement to build up storytelling and leadership skills and re-engage young women in education. Qantas flight upgrades for politicians is in the spotlight. It comes after Anthony Albanese reportedly requested free upgrades directly from the Qantas boss at the time, Alan Joyce, when he was Transport Minister. The allegation is made in a book by former Australian Financial Review columnist Joe Aston. Nine newspapers report Mr. Albanese received at least 22 free upgrades over more than a decade. Mr. Albanese says he declared all the upgrades he received. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he never personally asked former Qantas CEO Alan Joyce for an upgrade. Asked about whether he supports a strengthened process for the disclosure of interests, he says he hasn't had the chance to give extended thought to it.
You know, I'm broadly aware, and I was asked this morning about some of these issues that yourself and Cameron have raised. It's appropriate that the arrangements are robust. I know that the Prime Minister was asked about this, I think, multiple times yesterday in his press conference. I don't have anything to add to it.
Tens of thousands of mobile phones and devices operating on the 3G network will stop working as the remaining major telecommunication companies begin switching off the 3G network. Telstra and Optus say the move is being made to boost the speed, capability and reliability of their 4G and 5G system. A range of technological devices will be impacted by the 3G shutdown, including older mobile phones that will no longer connect with emergency services and medical monitoring equipment. Federal Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says those who need their device upgraded should contact their service provider.
The 3G switchover is a commercial decision by mobile network providers, and the industry has undertaken significant efforts to identify and contact potentially affected customers and encourage them to check and upgrade their devices. My department will continue to work with the telcos during the 3G switchover process to ensure this occurs in a safe and well-managed way.
Optus says it has run a six-week awareness campaign and offered 20,000 no-cost handsets to select customers, including those experiencing financial challenges. The company says staff in store are trained to assist customers with the transition. The leader of the Queensland Liberal National Party, David Crisafulli, is set to be sworn in as the state's 41st Premier by State Governor Janet Young later today. He will become the LNP's first Queensland Premier since Campbell Newman's 2012-2015 stint, ending Labor's time governing Queensland for 30 of the past 35 years. With almost 70% of counting complete, the Queensland LNP is on track to claim 48 seats ahead of Labor's 28, with 12 still in doubt. That is one seat more than the 47 needed to form a majority government. Mr. Chris Afoli campaigned consistently on no changes to his 19-member cabinet if elected. He says he wants to talk to MPs first before any final decision is made. And he says he's keen to enact this policy, his policy priorities, including a plan to increase sentences for youth offenders.
It's no ifs, buts or maybe. Making Queensland safer laws will be laws by Christmas. And that means there will be two sittings of Parliament to finish this year. I made a commitment to Queenslanders that there would be a committee process, even though we were taking that to the election. I just want to make sure that those laws have the opportunity to go through that process, but they will be laws by Christmas time.
Authorities in New South Wales have announced a $1 million reward for information on the murder of IT worker Prabha Kumar in Parramatta Park. 41-year-old Prabha Arun Kumar was fatally stabbed while he was walking through Parramatta Park in the city's west. She was took a train home from work in Rhodes to Parramatta Railway Station and had been talking on the phone to her husband when the stabbing happened. Detective Superintendent Danny Doherty, the commander of Homicide Squad, says police will keep searching for Ms. Kumar's killer.
It's hard to talk about motive. We've still haven't been able to identify a person who's who will charge someone for this murder. What we can theorise is that we believe that it was a targeted attack on Prabha. We can almost exclude robbery as a motive, sexual-related attack. We can also exclude any bias attack. There's been no evidence of that.
Independent MP Helen Dalton says she is looking forward to debating the New South Wales Parliament on a new bill to regulate gambling companies. The bill has had its second reading speech in the lower house and will come up for debate again in the next week. Under the bill, a gambling company would be required to report to the Commissioner of Police if it has reason to suspect a person is paying for gambling services with money obtained illegally. Ms. Dalton says the proceeds should go back to the victims, not the gambling companies.
I think we all assume that the money goes back to the victims. That's the way we think life is, but in the gambling world it's not. So this will really put the shine a light on this issue and hopefully get some fairness in the judicial system.
West Australia has been named the best performing state economy for the first time in a decade. The state topped Comsec's State of States report, which gauges their economic performance and momentum based on 8 indicators. The October quarter report shows the resource-rich state has come first in retail spending, relative unemployment and population growth. Comsec chief economist Ryan Feltzman says higher interest rates are really affecting the southeastern states and territories. Despite being the largest state economy, New South Wales continues to languish at 7th spot. Victoria slipped one place down to 4th, despite leading on construction work done amid its big build projects, while Tasmania climbed to 5th and the Australian Capital Territory fell to 6th. And to sport in football, Matilda's defender Claire Hunt says the team is focusing on strengthening its defensive game as part of preparations against Germany. The friendly against world number 4 Germany early tomorrow morning at 4:10 a.m. comes after a 1-1 draw against Switzerland over the weekend. Australia lost in the last encounter against Germany in the Olympics, with Germany coming away with a 3-0 win. Hunt says Germany will be a tough opponent. And now having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a sunny day ahead and a top of 32 degrees, Adelaide, cloud clearing, 24, Melbourne, partly cloudy, 17, Hobart, partly cloudy as well and a top of 17 degrees, Canberra, mostly sunny day, 27, Wollongong, possible shower, 22, Sydney, becoming cloudy, 25, Newcastle, mostly sunny, 29, Brisbane, showers, 26, Cairns, a shower, 31, and Darwin, a shower, 2 as well and a top of 36 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.